The Bells of Limerick by Francis Brown. O, bright on the silvery Shannon lies the light of the setting sun, and stately the city spires arise where the Isle's last field was won. But now no stain of the battle's blood remains to sully that peaceful flood, nor sound in the summer evening swells, save that of St. Mary's vesper bells. There came a late and a lonely boat o'er the shining river's breast, and it bore from a land far, far remote a sad and a stranger guest. A darker tint had tinged his brow than the skies that bent above him now could give their suns, and a brighter beam had shone on his youth by Tiber's stream. His was the peerless land of song by the Muses blessed of yore, but his steps had wandered far and long from the bright Hesperian shore, and his early home was a darkened spot, for the love that brightened his hearth was not, and heavy and chill the clouds of age fell on his lonely pilgrimage. But still in his memory's echoes swelled a sweet and a solemn chime, that oft through the golden twilight pealed in his own far southern clime. Oh, many a city and many a shore had the weary pilgrim wandered o'er, but they never sent to his aged ear the sounds he had loved and pined to hear. Yet why doth the stranger start and turn from his lonely musings now? And why doth such glowing gladness burn in his aged eye and brow? 'Tis only the vesper bells again that ring from St. Mary's sacred fane, but oh, to the wanderer's heart they tell of scenes and voices remembered well. His arm was strong, and his hope was bright when he turned to melody, those vesper bells in the cloudless night of his own Italian sky. And now on a distant northern shore that music breathed in his heart once more, though the strength and hope of his years were past, as sweet as when he heard it last. For the light of many a twilight hour and the breath of many a strain, from cottage porch and from myrtle bower, with that sound returned again. And the wanderer listened, like one whose soul had found the path to its early goal, but his eyes were fixed, and his very breath seemed hushed in the changeless hush of death. Fainter and fainter the last low note on the waters died away, and the rowers paused, for the lonely boat by the stately city lay. But the wanderer moved not, spoke not, still though the dews of the night fell fast and chill, and strangers lift his drooping head, but they found the weary soul had fled. Oh, strange were the yearning thoughts and fond round that lone heart's ruined shrine, as the Hebrews thirst for the fount beyond Philistia's leaguering line. But the sounds that in life he loved the best may peal unheeded above his rest, for still through the summer twilight swells the sound of St. Mary's vesper bells.